Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project. Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
I feel like this time of year always makes me kind of look back on not just this year, but all of the years we've been in business. And, you know, we celebrated two really big milestones this year, one of them being our sixth birthday of Boss Project being in business. But I also this summer celebrated my 10-year anniversary of owning my own LLC. And big milestones like that just always kind of make me nostalgic about little business baby Emily 10 years ago and things that I wish I could kind of reach back in the game of telephone of life and whisper in her ear and say, hey, don't worry about this, or shift your headspace over here and this is going to work out.
I think the cool thing is some of these mindset shifts really affect everyone at every stage of business. And I think we think that these changes matter more if you're just getting started, but I've seen it happen to people who are stuck in all sorts of places. They're stuck at the point where they do have the clients, but they're completely out of time and they just can't quite imagine how they're going to possibly double their income. I've seen people that are making good money, but they're like swirling in this stress bubble and like not sure what's next for themselves. And even if they're making good money, they're so miserable that they kind of just, they're like on the brink of giving it all up. Mm-hmm. And so we want to talk about this single mindset shift that really, truly is so required for you to double down, for you to double your income in the next 12 months. I think explosive growth is possible for everyone who is willing to adapt some of these changes, who's willing to put this like hat on and belief in themselves around these things. Because I think a lot of it comes down to you have to believe yourself first before you're willing to talk or convince anyone else of what you're doing.
Yeah. And it's, I don't know. I think like, I don't want to say it's easier than it is, or it sounds easier than it actually is, or really it comes down to something super simple. But I think sometimes we do, because I did this, is overcomplicate the route to the goal that I say that I want to achieve. Mm-hmm. Because I think that so many of us believe that business has to be complicated, that if it is fun, easy, and light, we're not working hard enough.
True.
And I hate that feeling. I've had that feeling in my own business many, many times. I've also been on the other side of that feeling where I'm like, oh, it is fun, easy, and light. What's about to break?
Right. It causes like the stress and anxiety that's just leaking over into everything.
And I think especially for service providers who are so used to the feast or famine of, I got to get clients, got to get clients. Oh shit, I've said yes to too many clients and I'm overworked, but now I don't have any clients because those are wrapped up and now I got to get clients. And it's just that constant up and down that like literal adrenaline rush and dopamine hits, they feel good until they don't. And so we keep
chasing them for the times that they do feel good. And we've truly convinced ourselves that if we were to ever level out, that that's the version that's not sustainable. When in reality, right, the version you're in right now, the constant peaks and valleys, is the not sustainable version.
Yeah. I heard this talk recently about soundtracks and like the things we say to ourselves and how we like tell ourselves these lies. And one of the things that really struck me talking about that like adrenaline up and down dopamine hit is you start to convince yourself, well, you know, I can function in a crisis. Like I can function when things are crazy.
I do better under pressure.
It may be fine, but it's going to be okay. But the slippery slope is those thoughts all of a sudden turn into, I function best in a crisis, or yeah, I function best in chaos, or I function best when it's stressful.
How many of you have said that about yourselves? Like literally, I work best under pressure.
Right. And then the scarier part is that it mutates again and you begin to tell yourself, I need a crisis to function.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
You can enjoy your life. It can be simple and your business can work for you and it doesn't have to hurt all the time. It doesn't have to be stressful all the time. It can be easy to the point where you're like, wait, should I be working on something? Like, mm-hmm, it's okay to have those doubts every now and again, but I would rather you have those doubts than you constantly be in this like panic mode about like how you're going to do anything else. And in fact, before we even get to the meat of the thing, I do want to like tell you that we have this amazing thing coming and I want to invite you because we have a private training coming up and it's got your name written all over it. So if anything we've said so far is like, ooh, then I really want you to apply for your invitation to this private training. It's exclusive. Like you have to be accepted to be able to join us.
And this isn't one of those like tricky, you apply and then everyone gets accepted.
No.
There's like an actual criteria that you need to meet in order to work with us inside of this training.
Right. So the training is all about how to double your income working less than 20 hours per week. And I know so many of you would love to just live a bit more. Mm-hmm. And so I want you to be there. So you can go apply right now. It should take you like less than 5 minutes. Bossproject.com/incubator. Okay, let's get back into the meat of it.
Well, and kind of going back to the feast or famine and the dopamine hits and everything you were just saying, I saved this Instagram post from the holistic psychologist a couple months ago. All it says is stop and ask yourself, is this worth the impact it will have on my nervous system?
Oh, yes. Yes. I literally just got chills.
Stop and ask yourself, is this worth the impact it will have on my nervous system? And it's a different scenario for each of you. Is it worth it to say yes to this kind of client? Mm-hmm. Is it worth it to put myself in the box saying that I can only charge this rate? Is it mm-hmm. worth saying I have to keep these kind of clients or I have to offer this thing in order to reach the goals that I say that I want? All of those are having impacts on your nervous system, both positive and negative. I'm mm-hmm. not saying they're all bad.
No, they're not all bad. And sometimes you just need that like analogy that's enough outside of what you're saying to realize how ridiculous it is. But at the end of your life, how many of you actually complain that you ate that whole slice of cake on your birthday?
None.
And so like in the same way, you shouldn't worry about your weight and like put that stress on yourself. The same is true here. Like, are you really going to regret saying no to clients that are not a good fit for you?
Right. Are you going to regret going all in on your amazing expertise and skills and creating an amazing experience for your clients by upping those prices and showing up in a deeper impact?
Are you going to regret doing less but being more intentional about the work you're doing? Are you going to regret spending more time with your family?
Or reading books or sitting in the hot tub in the middle of the day like I did literally yesterday?
I know, right? And the answer is no. The answer is no. You have these beliefs right now.
You know what I think this goes back to?
Yeah.
We've had this conversation a little bit before, but I want to touch on it again. And I think it was Brené Brown who had this conversation, but correct me if I'm wrong, where she was talking about, or someone was talking about, how, especially as women, we like to feel guilt right?
Yeah.
Guilt for not being able to mm-hmm. pick up or drop off our kids if that's something we want to do. Guilt for not cooking home-cooked meals when we say that that's what we want to do, but we don't do it. Guilt for insert whatever scenario it is here for you, right? When in reality, guilt is something you can recognize that you did wrong, you can apologize for, and then the guilt goes away. If the guilt, and I'm putting that in air quotes, if the guilt feeling stays, what that actually is shame. And we have been taught to feel shameful for the choices we make in our life and our business, especially around family, especially around finances. And I'm not saying, oh, I'm over it and you need to be over it too. Yeah, you can be over it and be like, okay, but also how do I get over it? Because it's been so ingrained in us from
the unlearning. It's an unlearning.
I saw this thing the other day. Okay, I just remembered this. This is the thing. We have been taught, we've been hearing about like hustle culture and showing up and overworking and all the things, right? And you're like, where did this come from? Why is it like this? Is it just in the online space? No, it's literally everywhere. You know, when you were taught it, when you were given a perfect attendance award in elementary school, mm-hmm. who got one? Raise your hand. I'm raising mine. Mm-hmm. Whenever I got sick or my parents were divorced and I had to go to counseling and I didn't go to school or something and I was moving and this and I broke my attendance record for the first time in fifth grade, I was devastated. Because I thought that meant so much about my character, about me, who I was as a person, because that's what I was taught to value, is showing mm-hmm. up no matter what. We're having a conversation with friends the other day. I literally don't know how it came up, but we're talking about like, you know, when you were younger and like you were sick and you wanted to stay home from school, were your parents the type of parents that were like, I don't care if you're not vomiting or bleeding, you're going to school? Or were your parents the kind of parents that like listened to you and like let you stay home or whatever? So one of my friends was like, oh, my parents were kind of somewhere in between, but they also gave me 2 mental health days that I could use in a whole school year. So I was like super excited about it. And I knew that I could like pull it out whenever I wanted, but I also had to save it. And I was like, that's toxic as fuck. I hate that. You're telling your brain that what your parents did was a great thing by giving you 2 mental health days a year. Are you freaking kidding? Like, you're going to save your mental health days because you only get 2. And so I'm sitting over here. I'm an only child. I do have a half brother, but we're 12 years apart. We both consider ourselves only children. We are our own parents' only child, right? So I'm my mother's only child. So I'm an only child still. I could wake up in the middle of the night and have cramps or a headache and not feel well, leave a note right outside my door and say, I don't feel well, don't wake me up. No one would wake me up. They knew it was my responsibility and I was an adult enough, a big kid enough to determine, do I need to be at school today or can I still thrive without it? And guess who was fucking honor roll, high attendance still, high GPA, everything throughout high school in spite of that. And so those things correlated, as in I was devastated that I missed my perfect attendance record in fifth grade, to the person in high school who was like, I have a headache, don't wake me up. And then I still got the best grades.
And it takes time. It takes time to convince yourself it's okay. It takes time to convince yourself that the world isn't going to fall down around you if you walk away. I'm years and years and years into this, and I still have doubts. Can my team really handle it while I'm gone? Will the whole thing break and fall apart? Like, is this thing going to still work? Do my trust and do my beliefs, have they gotten stronger over time? Yes, but that doesn't mean I still don't have like a little shadow over here that occasionally lurks and like gets worse when I'm stressed. Like, it's not an all or nothing. I think right. It's you're moving towards it and it can get stronger and your doubts can like, they're shrinking.
Recognize.
A little bit.
I just want you to recognize.
Right. I think the first thing I really want you to think about is, what beliefs do you have right now that make you feel like it's literally not possible mm-hmm. for you to double your income with the service you already have?
Like, change nothing, but double your income. What are you saying? Okay, but I'd have to do, then I need to. And then what are those literal things that pop up when I say, I want you to double your income by changing nothing?
I'm sure you guys are, your brains are literally exploding right now. Pause this, take out a piece of paper, write them down. I'm going to ask you one more time. What beliefs do you have right now that make you think you could never,
ever
double your income with the service you have now without making changes? Mm-hmm.
Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And as soon as you
hear them. DM me.
As soon as you've written your list, you please. So this is a requirement. Uh-huh. If you've
written that list down,
then you best be sending us a DM over on Instagram. I want to know as soon as you've made this list, because I want to talk about it. I want to unlearn with you. I want to walk through this with you, and it may be a little bit uncomfortable, but let's do some myth busting together.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe that you can actually reach literally all, even the unspoken ones, literally all of your goals by offering the thing that you're offering right now?
Going all in on the service you already offered. Do you believe you can reach all of your goals
financially, mentally, soulfully, timefully?
I really need you to think about what are the things that have been lurking in your brain. You maybe haven't like fully acknowledged them, but there'd be like the, you know, I'd really like to move to that house in this neighborhood. I'd really like to renovate my kitchen. I'd really like to go on more vacations. I'd really like all of those things.
I'd really
things.
Like to pay off that student loan debt, get a new car, put my kid in private school, all the things that just cost money.
Right, because all of them cost money. Mm-hmm. To deny the fact that your goals are not somehow tied to your finances is literal bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want you to identify first, if you haven't gotten really clear with yourself about what you actually want, and I'm not saying all of it's going to happen overnight. That's besides the point. Have you just acknowledged what you truly want, first of all? And then do you believe, and this is a yes or no, do you believe that you can reach all of those things by going all in on what you're currently doing?
Mm-hmm.
If you answered no, you need to DM me because we need to talk. If you answered yes, I can't wait to celebrate with you. Mm-hmm. And we need to talk.
Yes. Well, either way, we need to talk. Some of the things that might be popping up in your head, and I do want to hear your list. It typically surrounds like these kind of three things, right? I can't charge more. Especially without offering more. So whether this comes down to, I don't have time to add more value to the thing that I already do because I'm already burnt out on time. I don't have time to get certified or increase my level of expertise to justify the price increase because I'm already burnt out doing what I'm already doing. Whatever reason that you're adding there, you have convinced yourself that you can't charge more. I'm not going to subscribe to the whole I can't charge more because I'm brand new and I'm not worth it and no one will pay for it, because literally all of those are lies. But I can subscribe and have a conversation with you if you are saying I can't charge more because I need to add more value. There's ways that we can talk about that. I can't charge more until I whatever level of thing that you want to offer, because we can talk about that. That could be literally one of the things that's popping up a lot for you. The other thing is, did you have this issue? I know you raised your prices like a shit ton your first year of offering services. No,
and you have to remember the experience I had prior to going into business. You went straight from college to like running your own thing. And that meant that you had to like have every doubt in the world and go through all of these things. I went from working in a corporate environment and then a startup environment where there was a lot of cocky people in my world. Not that I was cocky, but I was already in the mindset belief when I left corporate that I was significantly getting underpaid for the level of service I was providing. So I already knew that. I knew that deep in my bones. I didn't necessarily know how to structure it. And so I think I was more willing to like play with, well, I don't really know what should be included in my package. And maybe I need to alter it this way. But I didn't necessarily worry too much about price. There was definitely some ceilings. Like when I started to get around 10K, I was like, ooh, I don't know. I mean, 'cause this was years ago. So like 10K was a lot. Like I was double, triple most of my competitors in the city. So why would you pick me over everyone else? And they did, because it was bomb and I knew what I was doing. But that's a story for another day. I don't think I had the same reservations around price. I think it was more of like, what experimentation do I need to do to get to the point where I'm comfortable? But the funny thing is, I did have it not doing services, but then I was just like, but not with services. I think I could see the direct impact it was having on businesses. Mm-hmm. I could see what it was doing for them and what it was allowing for them. And you know, especially if you're not getting paid like residually, I was like, I best be getting paid up front for the things I deserve, you know?
Yeah.
Like, because they're not like, I mean, not that you can't, you could absolutely negotiate a long-term contract and getting paid commissions long-term, but like, usually that's a bit more complicated. So if you're not going to collect on some sort of commission or sales structure, most service providers have to charge a bigger lump sum up front anyway.
I definitely see that story being similar to our full-time people who are listening. So if you're listening to this on your lunch break or to and from work, you're like, yeah, I know right now I could turn around tomorrow and start charging.
Well, you know. It's probably because you, I mean, in that world, like I guarantee you someone at your job has hired a consultant and they charge like $10,000 or $15,000 and you're like, okay, let's just like, okay.
But I bet what's going through your head is like, okay, yes, but it's only me and not a whole agency or corporation or whatever. So therefore, I need to add this like tremendous value and extra stuff.
Your thinking needs to be way more complicated than it needs to be.
Yeah.
Way more complicated.
It doesn't. So the second thing that we see pop up for a lot of people in the conversations that we've had, and I definitely feel like you and I came to this maybe, ooh, is this reality for us when we were offering services, even high ticket? I've tapped out of my potential clients. I've gotten enough people who said yes. There's not anyone else in this whole area.
I think that was all you, girl. I don't know if I felt this way at all. Literally, I felt like I had a client machine happening in the background. Emily was just like, I don't know where our next client's going to come from. And I was like, I literally just need to make one phone call. We'll be fine. but I could see how you could feel that way, like, especially in your photography business. Like,
yeah, I think putting it into words of truly what I was feeling is I was like, I'm going to have to start doing things that are outside of my comfort zone.
Yes. Yes. I agree with that.
And I didn't want to do that.
No, I think maybe like there's definitely like a pool at the very beginning of working with clients where you're likely going to land clients that you already have a relationship with, or you're like close enough connected to that you're like, well, even if I really fuck this up, like it's going to be okay. I definitely think there comes a point where you're like, oh, I have to put my big britches on. Cause like, if this doesn't work, like, how are they going to feel about me? And are they going to refer me? Right. And am I going to get the next client? Not for sure. Like, I think that's normal.
I'm like literally seeing this being proven wrong even today. So like, we're working with my mom through this program that we definitely want you guys to apply to, the invitation to this private training at bossproject.com/incubator. And it's like literally happening before my eyes where she's like, holy shit, like I got one to say yes. And then I got like five more to say yes. And now I need to up level where I'm at, cause I can't keep saying yes at this level, cause then I'm going to burn out. And I'm like, yeah, we need to restructure some stuff. It's not by offering more.
You have to simplify. It's hard because, like, I've watched some bomb, like, even people we've recently hired. If you're listening to this and we've recently hired you, a lot of you need this. I'm just saying. I maybe didn't call you out in the moment because I was like, we're just going to, like, get through this service together and, like, whatever. But there are some things that really, truly could be cleaned up because when you got a clean system, when you got a clean process, like it just doesn't feel the same way.
Yeah. I also get that. So like with mom, it's almost like this mental game of like, you have to prove to yourself that you can get like booked out that crazy quickly to have the confidence that that it's worth like doing the work and like building a better system.
I think people can scale up at different paces.
Yeah. You have to take the steps forward first to then put a pause in those steps to clean your shit.
I think probably the biggest one, the most prevalent one, and probably the one that the majority of you are actually feeling, not that you might have not had, like, you might have had doubts about the others or like they pop up in and out. But I think the one that's like overarching, the majority of you are going to be like, oh God. Is you've straight up convinced yourself that you cannot grow anymore without working more.
Well, and I'm going to tell you, you've convinced yourself and you're right because the way that you're doing it.
Yeah, exactly. You literally, the reason you can't grow anymore without working more is because you're working in the wrong way. Mm-hmm. And it's going to lead to burnoutville. Like you will get to the point where you either, and this is just like inevitable. Like if you keep doing this thing you're doing, you will burn out. Mm-hmm. You will get to the point where you say no to clients just because you literally can't handle the stress. Mm-hmm. You will get to the point where you start to question your entire business, or you might even consider shutting it down. Mm-hmm. Because you'd rather not have the income because you can't handle the stress. Mm-hmm. And it makes me so sad because there's so many talented, incredible people listening to the show that can have a much simpler life. You can truly work 20 hours or less per week with time to focus on growth things, with time to focus on personal development, with time
to deliver a high-touch service.
Yes.
Deeply impactful, life-changing service.
You will have time. It takes restructuring. And I really want to talk through this with you. I want to talk about it. I want to get into the weeds. I want to show you what it would look like for you to truly double your income, work less. And when I say work less, like I want you working 20 hours a week or less.
Uh-huh.
And you need to be at this training. It's really so simple, though.
Well, and we don't like, literally, you could quadruple. We say double because, like, maybe that's more realistic for everyone. You could literally quadruple because we've helped clients do exactly that.
For real, though. So if you want the invitation to this private training, you have to apply. It's going to take you like 5 minutes. You're going to go to bossproject.com/incubator. You're going to fill out a couple questions. We are going to send you a DM.
Us, these voices.
We will follow up with you personally if you're accepted, and we will see you there because we want to see you be successful. We are in this huge season of change, and I'm excited for all of it to unfold in front of you so you can truly watch what's happening behind the scenes. But we are here to impact you on the deepest level you've ever seen.
They don't call us your fairy business godmothers for nothing.
No, they don't. We are going to be taking on clients and working with people in a truly impactful way. We have a whole team of people to back us up. It's not just Emily and I. We have incredible, qualified, extremely intelligent people behind us, backing us up, coaching you along the way. I cannot wait to share more about what is to come, but you need to be at this training because it's important. It's important for your future. It's important for your sanity. It's important for, I just don't want you to go down the wrong path because I've watched so many people. The decision that's one step away from this is one that's going to set you so far backwards. And we're going to do a whole other episode about some of those things. But like, I don't want you to go there. And so instead, let's just like, work on some of these beliefs. Let's go to this training. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about it. And if you took notes and you wrote those things down, well, let's start the conversation now. Send us a DM with all the things. Let us know the moment you applied. Send us a DM and we're going to chit chat.
Bossproject.com/incubator.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy to customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics. We make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode. Send it to a friend who needs to hear it and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind the scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.